the idea here is to create a diversified stock portfolio. You want to create a portfolio of luck assets and to broaden your view of luck. Now, luck is one of the core concepts in the book is that luck isn't just about money. It's about abundance, health, love, a lot of different things. It's not just about winning the lottery or having a ton of money. So we, in the book, identify a number of short-term luck assets, like collecting, playing games, playing sports, short-term assets, and long-term luck assets, relationships, careers. And by creating a diversified luck portfolio, it helps you manage luck in your life and luck volatility. Some areas may be down, some areas may be up, but on the whole, you have a much more manageable luck scenario.
Okay, so you're saying sort of like stocks and bonds, where when the stock market's down, you might be able to do better in the bond market. Shift your attention from if you're having a bad run, say, on the golf course, to what a great relationship you have.
Yes.
And that way you'll stay focused on the good luck as opposed to getting derailed and thinking about how bad your life is.
Right. If I go to a convenience store and do 50 scratch-offs and lose on every one of them, and I didn't read this book, I could go out shaking my head saying, I have no luck. But if as the author of this book, if I go into a convenience store and do 50 scratch-offs, I lost 50 scratch-offs, but that doesn't mean I don't have luck in my life, because I know I have other assets in my luck portfolio where I do have luck.
Okay.
And I focus my energies on those.
So you're always kind of shifting to see where the luck is in order to create more of it.
Correct. And that's one of the aspects of luck. It shifts around.
But why isn't that just the power of positive thinking?
It's more focused.
Okay. Why isn't it just a really focused version of the power of positive thinking?
You know what it is? It's the power. They're two different things. The power of positive thinking is like sitting down and thinking, like, I'm going to be fantastic today, or I'm going to see lots of checks coming into my mailbox, or I'm going to have this great job opportunity, or I'm going to meet this great person. I mean, you have to kind of sit there and create with yourself. And what we're talking about is beckoning or being open to positive influences that come in and all different angles of your life, and you're not thinking of them. They're coming to you, you know. You don't control it. You can certainly be open to it, and they're very compatible with power of positive thinking. But you have to really pay attention. It's all about awareness. And, you know, absolutely count your lucky stars. Absolutely say every day, like, I am so blessed and I'm so lucky, because that appreciating luck brings in more luck. And that's all we're saying, basically, is that if you pay attention to it and you work with it, and you have your diversity here, and if it's not working for you at work, then maybe look in your love life and see where you can use the force of luck to make it even better.
Okay.
And also, there's specific steps you can take in some areas of a luck portfolio to improve your luck.
All right, now hang on to that thought. I'll come back to that. I want to get there. But I just want to say, for the power of positive thinking, it isn't just a matter of being all sort of Stuart Smalley, where you're just saying, you know, gosh darn it, you know, people like me. Isn't the power of positive thinking, it's about creating your own orbit where people are attracted to you because you're a positive person, you send off this great energy, and people want to be a part of it. They want to buy into whatever it is that you're doing because there's something about you that makes them want you to succeed. And so it's more than just sitting in one place and saying positive things. You are kind of creating an aura around yourself that sort of lures people, if you will, into wanting to become your ally.
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you on that point, but what you're missing in that equation is the fact that it's you-centric. It's egocentric. The whole power of positive thinking, it originates with yourself, right? You create your aura. You put
right.
it out there. Other people are attracted to you. And what's missing in that equation is the sort of universal force of creativity and opportunity. What I'm saying is that luck is sort of a whole nother overlay to the scenario, and that it can join up with that aura, you know, because we don't know everything. We're not, you know, the limits of our creativity are pretty severe when you think of what can happen on a sort of universal basis.
Well, and I interrupted you, Tony, so go ahead and pick it up where you were going to on ways we can then maximize luck. Is that where you were going with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's, I think it's not the amorphous, oh, I'm going to walk into the casino or I'm going to pursue some luck endeavor with this positive thinking, because for me, that's a little amorphous. It's kind of not specific enough for me. So if I'm going to go out and pursue antiquing or collecting or book hunting, something where luck is involved, I know I want to get the law of large numbers on my side. I want to see as much as I can see, because the more I see, it increases my odds of having a lucky find. So I'm not going to just go to one store and say, that's it for the day, I didn't find anything, big deal. I'm going to go out and I'm going to look. And the more I see, the better my odds of finding something. So I think in looking at the luck portfolio or looking at a specific luck endeavor, there are specific things you can do physically to increase your likelihood of getting a lucky find or getting luck in that endeavor.